Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass, when Isaac was old, that his eyesight was failing, and he called Esau his elder son, and said to him, My son. And he said to him, Here I am. And he said, Look now, I am old, and I do not know the day of my death. So now, take up your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out into the countryside and hunt game for me. And make a tasty meal the way I like it, and bring it to me for me to eat, so that my whole being can bless you before I die. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac was speaking to Esau his son. Then when Esau had gone to the countryside to hunt for game to bring, Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son and said, Look, I have heard your father speaking to Esau, your brother, saying, Bring me game and make a tasty meal for me to eat, and I will bless you before the Lord before my death. So now, my son, obey me with what I am commanding you. Go now to the flock and get me two good kids of the goats from there, and I will make from them a tasty meal for your father the way he likes it. Then you will bring it to your father, and he will eat, so that he blesses you before his death. Then Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Look, Esau my brother is a hairy man, whereas I am a smooth man. Maybe my father will feel me, and I will be a mocker in his sight, and I will bring a curse on myself, and not a blessing. Then his mother said to him, May your curse be on me, my son, but obey me and go and get me the goats. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother made the tasty meal the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the finest clothes which she had in the house of Esau her elder son, and clothed Jacob her younger son with them. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his forearms and around the smoothness of his neck. And she put the tasty meal and bread which she had made in the hand of Jacob her son. And he went to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done what you told me. Get up now and sit and eat my game, so that your whole being can bless me. Then Isaac said to his son, How come you have been so quick in finding it, my son? And he said, Because the Lord your God made it happen before me. Then Isaac said to Jacob, Come near, would you, and I will feel you, my son, to see if you really are my son Esau or not. So Jacob came near to Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the forearms are Esau's forearms. And he did not recognize him, for his forearms were like the hairy forearms of Esau his brother. And he blessed him, and he said, Are you really my son Esau? And he said, Yes, I am. And he said, Serve me some of my son's game, and I will eat it, so that my whole being can bless you. So he served it to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And Isaac his father said to him, Come close, would you, and kiss me, my son. So he came close and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing, and he blessed him, and he said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of countryside, which the Lord has blessed. So may God give you the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and abundance of corn and new wine. Nations will serve you, and various peoples will bow down to you. Be master over your brothers, and the sons of your mother will bow down to you. Those who curse you will be cursed, and those who bless you will be blessed. And it came to pass, when Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had only just left the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came back from his hunting. And he also made a tasty meal, and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, Let my father get up and eat his son's game, so that your whole being can bless me. Then Isaac his father said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. Then Isaac trembled very greatly, and he said, Who was it then who hunted game and brought it to me, which I ate all of before you came? And I blessed him, and he will be duly blessed. When Esau heard his father's words, he let out a very loud and bitter cry, and said to his father, Bless me too, my father. But he said, Your brother came deceitfully and took your blessing. And he said, Isn't this why he is called Jacob? For he has supplanted me twice now. He has taken my birthright, and now he has gone and taken my blessing. And he said, Haven't you reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, Look, I have appointed him master over you, and I have assigned all his brothers as servants to him, and I have sustained him with corn and new wine. So then, what can I do for you, my son? At this Esau said to his father, Is your blessing just a single one, my father? Bless me too, my father. And Esau raised his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling place will be the fatness of the land, and benefiting from the dew of heaven above. And you will live by your sword and serve your brother, but it will come to pass that as you roam around, you will break off his yoke from your neck. At this Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are approaching, and I will kill Jacob my brother. But the words of Esau her elder son were told to Rebekah. So she sent for and called Jacob her younger son, and said to him, Look, Esau your brother is consoling himself over you, plotting to kill you. So now, my son, obey me, and get up, and flee to Laban my brother in Haran, and stay with him for several days, until your brother's fury subsides, until your brother's anger recedes from you, and he forgets what you did to him, and I will send for you and take you back from there. Why should I be bereaved of the two of you on one day? Then Rebekah said to Isaac, I am fed up with my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob were to take a wife from the daughters of Heth like these, from the daughters of the land, what purpose would my life have?